coolest people. So we had dinner with them, like, just talked about, like, mission stories. Like, this girl, his wife, she served with President Benigni, and she left the mission a month before I came. So it's like we just barely missed each other, and like we're just talking about like the mission and stuff, and like it's so cool. Like they're the coolest family. It was really fun, just like talking with them. Just a young, just like couple. So that was Wednesday, and then Thursday was pretty good. We went and saw Mama Odette in the morning, and like it's kind of like a heated lesson with her. Like we're like just telling her like, you know, like this is how it is, like. She's, like, asking, like, why do I need to get baptized again? Like, what's the importance of this authority? Like, all this stuff. And, like, I was just super, like, straightforward with her. I'm like, Mama, like, we love you, but, like, this is how it is. Like, the authority, we've already taught you this lesson, like, 3 times. We've already taught you all these things, like, so many times. And what we've told you is you need to pray about it to receive your own answer. And until you do that, you will not receive your testimony of what we're teaching you. Like, we're just talking to her, and just, like, I'm just using all these scriptures in the Book of Mormon to just, like, show her, like, you know, like, baptism is by the Spirit and by water. Like, you have to be baptized by immersion and by the gift of the Holy Ghost. Without the two, it's not complete. And, like, it has to be by who holds the authority. Like, we're explaining this to her, and then, like, she just wouldn't accept it. I'm like, Mama, like, we have a tight schedule, like, we're always telling you we have rendezvous. We stay at your house for a long time. I said, Mama, like, we love coming to your house, but, like, there are people that are going to accept this message, and there's people that aren't. We've been with you for a long time, and she just, like, starts kind of getting mad. She's like, no, like, you have not been here that long. Like, we've only been together for, like, 3 months. I'm like, Mama, that is kind of a long time with investigators. We've taught you basically everything. Now it's just left to you to accept it and to keep coming to church. And after that, like, I don't know, like, she still ends up, like, calling us and, like, comes and brings us food, but, like, I don't know, like, we're just gonna still keep trying to go into her house, but, like, we just tell her, like, we're like, Mama, you can't keep making, like, food for us, because we go to her house and, like, we just waste hours on hours just waiting for her to cook this food, and we're like, Mama, we have rendezvous, we can't keep wasting this time. So I just was really straightforward with her, and I don't know, like, I could tell, like, she was a little bit, like, frustrated with it, but, like, I don't know, I think she saw, like, the truthfulness in what I was saying. And then after that night, we went and taught this one girl, Sir Charlotte, who's, like, the older sister of Fray Emmanuel, that one kid we've been teaching. He still hasn't come to church. We've been, like, trying to see Fray Emmanuel for, like, a long time. And this guy, like, just super kalakala. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, so we're teaching his older sister. And it's a pretty good lesson. Like, she's like, yeah, like, I see, like, the truthfulness in this. We're, like, inviting her to come to church. And she's like, you know, like, I don't know. And, like, I'm, like, telling her. Like, we taught her about, like, the baptism and stuff. Because she asked, like, we were teaching her, like, the nature of God. And then, like, showing her how, like, the reason why we don't see God is because, like, we haven't fully repented of our sins, like, in Isaiah 59, verse 1 through 3 and stuff, and, like, just, like, teaching that to her, and she's like, you know, like, how can I, like, one day see God? And I'm like, well, you have to get baptized. We're gonna teach her about the baptism, and then I was, like, telling her, like, you know, like, this is how it is. If you, like, and she was just like, yeah, like, I see, like, that's awesome. And, like, so, like, do you want to be baptized? Like, we told her, like, the baptismal commitment and stuff. And she's like, you know, like, I'm just not ready. Like, I think maybe with time, we'll see. It's like, we're just going to keep talking to her. But at least now she knows, like, her objective. Because it's like, I know our objective is not just to baptize people, but it's like, that's the end goal. And it's like, they all gotta just, like, have that in their mentality. You know, it's just kind of how it is. But then, Friday, we went and taught for Davide Sir Debra, who's the, like, kids of that one chick who's the member and stuff. That's what I was telling you about. So we went and taught them again. Super awesome lesson. Like, the kid had done, like, they had done everything we told them to do. Like, pray, they read the scriptures, like Book of Mormon, everything. Like, they're just giving, like, all these awesome responses to all of our questions. Super killer. Then after that, we finally got to meet with Fur Parfait again. And so that was super good because we haven't talked to him in a while. And he, like, still asks the same questions. He's like, what is the key to happiness? And we're like, get baptized, like, and become, like, a real saint for the Lord. Like, become, like, someone who's, like, I don't know, like, just, what's the word? Just a good person, I guess. I don't know, it's just super cool. Like, he was just like, you know, he just shared it with us, like, the weirdest story. I'll have to tell you guys that story later, because it's like, you'll just understand when I tell you later. that guy's crazy. And Saturday, Friday morning, we had to go to the stake center to get vaccinations for, like, some, like, flu shot or something. Like, the whole mission, like, we had to get it. Like, it's because of, like, brother and sister Blackwell, like, those American people that came and saw us, like, the last week. They, like, said, like, we need to get vaccinated and stuff. And so, like, then we had to get these shots. And, like, now, like, everybody, like, got sick. Like, Mercer was throwing up. Like, I never threw up, but, like, our arms just kill. Like, it's like somebody just punched our arms, like, so hard. Like, we just have dead arms and, like, can't sleep. Like, I have headaches and just dizziness and just, it's kind of sucked. So, like, Saturday, like, we were just dead. Like, we just stayed at the apartment just sleeping all day because we're just all so sick. Like, it's literally the whole mission. Like, my sister missionaries are calling me, like, telling me they've already called the doctor, like, saying they're sick, and, like, it was just a mess. But, like, now we're all good. Just freaking flu shots, man. I don't know why the heck we had to get them. I hate it. But, like, I'm doing way better now. I'm just a little stuffy. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but, like, that's about it. And then, like, Saturday night, we had, like, a zone activity. So that was pretty fun. Then Sunday, super awesome. Like, that family came, like, all of their kids came and stuff, like Sir Sarah, Fr. David, Sir Deborah, like, all of them. It was super awesome. And, like, all their little, like, brothers who are, like, these cutest little kids. They, like, love me. They always come over and they're like, "What's up, man?" Like, they're always just, like, talking to me just constantly. They're so funny. What happened? Then after, we had, like, choir practice, and that was, like, basically it. That was basically it for Sunday. And, yeah, it's, like, basically my week. It's a pretty solid week. It's just going by so fast. Like, time is just flying. I don't know where the heck it's going. It's crazy. But yeah, today we didn't, like, have sports this morning, but, like, we're going to Burger King, so that'll be fun. Super stoked for that. Maybe I'll buy, like, some more pine, make some more dope shirts. Ooh, I forgot, I made some super dope shirts. I'll send you guys pictures of them. I forgot to take pictures in them. I'll take pictures and I'll send them to you guys. Yeah, they're really dope. I also got a haircut too. So yeah. Alright, that's like basically it for my week. Love you guys tons and hope you have an awesome week. Love you guys.